Current Events and Trends, March, April 2026. An overview of events and conditions around the world featured in the March-April 2026 issue of Beyond Today. The geostrategic value of Greenland. The moves under U.S. President Donald Trump to press for control over Greenland, now an autonomous territory of Denmark, have been met with antagonism from European nations. What's behind the U.S. policy? Some chalk it up to swagger and self-aggrandizement. Others think it's about acquiring rare earth minerals to compete with China. Yet, as analysts point out, China controls 90% of rare earth processing, so that Western ore will be flowing through Chinese refineries for a good while to come. As one report explained, you do not solve a processing monopoly by acquiring unprocessed rock on the other side of the planet. So what is Greenland actually about? The real reason the U.S. wants to take over Greenland. The Minority Report, January 15, 2026. The report lists three things. The first concerns military positioning guarding the Guek Gap, Greenland-Iceland-UK naval choke point, which includes early warning against Russian ballistic missiles coming over the Arctic. While there has already been a defense agreement between America and Denmark for this purpose, outright control would hedge against shifts in international alignments and the European security structure. Second is control over emerging sea routes as Arctic ice melts, reducing Asia-Europe travel time by up to 40% compared to the Suez Canal, being gatekeeper and toll collector rather than toll payer, though it would still cost to hold. Third, perhaps most important, is denying strategic positioning to China, which has declared itself a near-Arctic state and is pursuing a polar Silk Road. If Greenland ever aligned with or gave access to China, it would be within striking distance of America, would have access to Arctic shipping choke points, and would have a foothold in NATO's traditional sphere of influence. Geostrategic choke points, such as vital sea lanes, are relevant to understanding Bible prophecy. God foretold future national greatness for the descendants of Israel, foremost among them the tribes of Joseph's sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, largely represented today among the people of Britain and America. And a major factor in their international dominance was to be the possession of the gates of their enemies. Genesis chapter 22, verse 17, and chapter 24, verse 60, and compare Nahum chapter 3, verse 13. It's not coincidental that Britain and America have possessed and controlled many of the vital land and sea gates in modern history. What will happen with Greenland is unclear. Is this a time of gaining yet more geopolitical gates, or seeing these choke points continue to slip away? Time will tell, but the United States still has a significant measure of control here for the near future. Some think President Trump is not really trying to acquire Greenland, that this is more about ensuring long-term guarantees and leverage in other negotiations with Europe. Yet that may also serve to further divide America from its NATO partners, another factor that may bear on prophesied events. 27% of U.S. self-checkout shoppers admit stealing. A LendingTree survey in October 2025 found that 27% of American shoppers using self-checkout machines have deliberately taken items without scanning them. For millennials and Gen Z adults, the figure is around 40%. For older people of the baby boom generation, the figure is much less, only 2%. A third of those who've stolen say they feel no remorse, while more than half feel they'll do it again. People excuse themselves by saying higher prices are unfair or too high. Many even see self-checkout as unpaid work and taking small items as compensation. Strangely, those making over $100,000 were the most likely to take without scanning. 40% versus 17% of those making less than $30,000. Maybe there is some sense of entitlement in that, or less fear among wealthier people of any consequences for being caught. God's word thunders, "You shall not steal." Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. But clearly morality has plummeted. Many stores are now rethinking self-checkout, and some are pulling back. Is an Islamic NATO coming together? Saudi Arabia and Pakistan signed a strategic mutual defense agreement this past September. Then in January, reports began circulating that Turkey was seeking to join the defense alliance. An article in the Times of India was titled, "Islamic NATO in Making? How Turkish Arms, Saudi Cash, and Pakistan Nukes Could Align," all about the defense pact. January 14, 2026. The pact states that any aggression against one member would be treated as an attack on all, a provision that mirrors Article 5 of NATO, of which Turkey is a member and fields the second largest military after the U.S. If Turkey formally joins the pact, it would highlight a new phase in relations with Saudi Arabia, once rivals for leadership of the Sunni Muslim world. Then Qatar's royal family member Hamad bin Jassim Al Thani, a former prime minister, proposed including Egypt and presumably his own country too. Bloomberg reported right after that Saudi Arabia is finalizing a military pact with Turkish-allied Somalia and Egypt for curtailing the United Arab Emirates or UAE's influence in Africa, and Pakistan cinched its own security pact with Somalia over the summer and had talks with Egypt. Andrew Koribko, the nascent Islamic NATO might soon set its sights on Somaliland. Substack, January 17, 2026. The members of this emerging Saudi-centric coalition all oppose Somaliland's 1991 redeclaration of independence from Somalia, which was recently recognized by Israel. Somaliland also has close ties with the UAE and Ethiopia. This merits attention going forward. The Bible speaks in Psalm 83 of a large confederacy arrayed against Israel, made up of surrounding peoples that are today Muslim. Daniel 11 foretells an end-time power block under a king of the south, with ancient roots in Egypt, which will at some point attack the king of the north. An end-time revival of the Roman Empire centered in Europe. A fledgling Islamic alliance could eventually develop into the end-time southern power.
For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.